Hello, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for this Saturday, November 2nd. We begin with a crucial ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, commonly referred to as AFCA, in a dispute involving MetLife. AFCA has directed MetLife to reassess an income protection claim that was filed by a policyholder via superannuation. The claimant, adjudged medically unfit due to psychological distress attributed to workplace bullying, was seeking a monthly benefit of $9,300 over 2 years. The insurance firm dismissed the claim last year, calling out inconsistencies in medical history. However, AFCA interceded, arguing that without a medical diagnosis, stress might not be identifiable as a psychological disorder by a reasonable person. Hence, they have compelled MetLife to re-review the claim, advising the trustee, HostPlus, to keep a close watch on proceedings. In another interesting AFCA ruling, a prolonged dispute was settled involving AIG Australia and a landlord who had experienced a break-in at his unoccupied commercial property. The landlord, who originally claimed $102,270, was granted only $45,724. This reduction, AFCA explained, was due to the landlord's neglect to rectify premiums for his unoccupied building after being advised by a broker, which resulted in a higher risk. The decision emphasizes the responsibilities of policyholders to be transparent with their insurers regarding risk factors. From fraudulence to negligence, we now turn our attention to Perth. In a shocking turn of events, Karen Salkild, a gym owner, has received a 3-year imprisonment sentence for an audacious insurance scam. By imitating her own death, Salkild deceived TAL Insurance into releasing over $700,000 of policy money. The money was sent to her ex-partner's account, which she had access to without their knowledge, and was used to offset business liabilities. The fallout of such dishonest actions, beyond legal consequences, includes potential hikes in insurance premiums, detrimentally affecting many honest policyholders. Lastly, in a cautionary tale for all vehicle owners, adherence to insurance guidelines has come to the front again. A car owner's claim was rejected by Auto and General Services due to the vehicle being left unlocked with keys inside at a family gathering. Even though the car was visible, A backed the rejection, citing importance of following basic protocols, including locking vehicles, to prevent theft. This case emphasizes the importance of meeting insurance obligations to guarantee theft coverage. That wraps up this week's insurance news. I'm Paige Estrotori. Stay well informed, stay insured, and join us again next week for your weekly insurance news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. You can visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for your personal and business insurance needs. Goodbye for now.